From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. North Korea vowed Monday to persist in its nuclear weapons development program, rejecting calls from the international community to rein in its aggressive military actions. North Korea's United Nations mission contended that the new UN sanctions approved Saturday against it for its missile tests were a, quote, flagrant infringement upon its sovereignty. State media claimed they were the result of a, quote, heinous U.S. plot to isolate and stifle the communist country. North Korea told a security conference of key regional leaders in Manila that it would never bargain away its development of nuclear weapons or ballistic missiles, and said that it would teach the United Nations a, quote, and United States, that is, a, quote, severe lesson with nuclear strategic force if the U.S. takes military action against it. In the U.S., the White House said that President Trump talked with U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and his Chief of Staff John Kelly about North Korea for an hour. 12 people were killed by stray gunfire in Kinshasa Monday in violence surrounding the city's central prison, according to police in the Democratic Republic of Congo. A police spokesman said four of the sect members and eight others had been killed by stray bullets. Gunfire was reportedly heard in a number of Kinshasa neighborhoods early Monday. Two more people were killed in related violence in Matadi in southwestern Congo. Police blamed the violence on a separatist sect, Bundu Dia Mayala, members of which stormed Kinshasa's main prison, freeing their leader and scores of others in May. This is VOA News. Hundreds of international observers from the EU and AU are now in place throughout Kenya to monitor Tuesday's presidential election. Raila Odinga, campaigning for president against incumbent Uhuru Kenyatta, says intimidation of voters has already begun.
Attempt to try to use the security forces to intimidate voters tomorrow. And we say that, for example, in Kisumu already there are some menacing police officers who have been taken there. And he's saying that all this is aimed at suppressing turnout in our strongholds.
The Ugandan Red Cross says it has begun registering Kenyans who fled their country in anticipation of violence surrounding Tuesday's anticipated elections. The agency says it plans to set up receiving sites at border towns.
The Uganda Red Cross says it has received and seen a number of Kenyans who crossed the border, fearing for their safety. Bob Akankwasa is its director of disaster risk management.
We've seen a couple of hundreds coming through. We are yet to verify their true nationalities and where they are exactly moving in. But these are still the commercial population movement, people who have the capacities and abilities to handle their situations.
The Uganda Red Cross says so far it has handled 10 families in need of support, but expects even more once the voting is over.
But all our branches across the eastern border are on the alert, because some of these people move because they have relatives. As people vote, that's when they tend to move, when they are finished.
Halima Athmani for VOA News, Kampala.
More than 100 children fleeing areas controlled by Al-Shabaab militants in central Somalia have arrived in the coastal town of Adale, seeking the government's protection. Adale is a key trading town in the Middle Shabelle region, 220 kilometers northeast of Mogadishu. In an interview with VOA Somali, the town's district commissioner said the fleeing children are resisting new Al-Shabaab recruitment campaigns. A vote of no confidence in South African President Jacob Zuma is set to take place Tuesday via secret ballot. The vote against the increasingly unpopular and scandal-plagued leader will mark the eighth parliamentary attempt to remove him from power. And war crimes prosecutor Carla Del Ponte says she is resigning from the Commission of Inquiry on Syria because of a lack of support from the UN Security Council. She had been a member of the commission for 5 years. It was documenting abuses in the Syrian conflict. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.